21. Inner Earth Beings. Adama talks about the inner earth beings who live in the hollow earth. Know that on empty Shasta it is very cold this time of year, December. With an empty Shasta, it is always temperate and perfect. We have arranged our environment to suit our bodies perfectly. We grow all our own food, importing only those commodities we wish to supplement our daily diet with. Our source of other foods is the inner earth realm, where it is summer all year round. They have delicious harvests of fruits and vegetables beyond your imagination, and they share all with us. We have easy access into the inner earth world through our tunnel system, which goes directly through the earth's mantle and into the inner earth entryways, where we are greeted by our brothers and sisters upon our arrival. We are always going and coming, since we keep up a steady trade relation with them. We enjoy their beaches and oceans, and climb their mountains. It is a gloriously beautiful realm of light and purity, and truly invigorating to be there. Know that the spiritual state of the inner earth beings is very evolved compared to the surface dwellers. These beings came from another solar system to populate the inner earth. They never lived on the surface. Their home on this planet has always been in the inner recesses of Earth. They are, however, in contact with beings on the surface, just as you are in contact with Adama in the mantle. You, on the surface, are the direct descendants of roving bands of ETs, who created you to mine the Earth's resources. These creator ETs don't reside on Earth at this time. However, you all have the same spiritual potential as inner Earth beings. Your life on the surface in no way mirrors life in the inner Earth. The only things on the surface that mirror life inwardly are the mountains and oceans and plains. These inner earth beings have your surface conditions fully monitored. They know all that transpires on Earth, just as we in the mantle know all through our computer network. The great inner earth beings know of your yearnings to live in the inner earth, where all is in a peaceful, harmonious state. They do consider surface folk their brothers and sisters who have not as yet evolved enough to reside with them in the land of plenty. However, when you do reach a higher spiritual state, then you, too, can live internally within Earth. The inner Earth beings mostly watch your surface with little interest. They are involved with their own evolution, and don't want to get involved with yours because of their past experiences of helping unevolved humans. They feel that the light has to grow from within each surface human, and that until there is a fair amount of evolution present, their interaction with you has little effect, while at the same time, detracting them from their purpose. They feel there's nothing they can do until your mass consciousness is in a higher state of evolution. It's not a personal thing, so don't take it personally. There's a time and cycle for all things. These great souls are of the light, and are guardians of our inner home on Earth. They keep all in pristine beauty and harmony for the time when many of you will be allowed to, physically, enter their domain. These souls are mostly in an ascended state, and are continuing their evolution here because of the perfection of conditions. You don't need to concern yourself with the thought of being abandoned, because you, light workers, all chose to incarnate on the surface at this time to help bring humanity to the state where it can also live internally in Earth's inner recesses. Adama can link you into the inner Earth, or you can connect yourself. You decide. In whatever way you choose, Adama is merged with you. Just call on Adama, and I will be there for your direct connection,